Time is precious, and so are our pets. So time with our pets is extra precious. That's why we started Dutch. Dutch provides 24/7 access to licensed vets with unlimited virtual visits and follow-ups for up to 5 pets. You can message a vet at any time and schedule a video visit the same day. Our vets can even prescribe medication for many ailments, and shipping is always free. With Dutch, you'll get more time with your pets and year-round peace of mind when it comes to their vet care.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
All right, welcome in. A very happy Friday to you. It is Game Time Decisions here on the Sports Grid Network. I'm Joe Ranieri. Appreciate you stopping by as we are getting ready for week 12 in the NFL here. It was a great game last night to start it off there with Pittsburgh and the Browns, a little snow game, and it will culminate, of course, on a big Sunday night game between Philadelphia and the Chargers here, and the Rams, and then the Chargers and the Ravens on Monday night. We also have a huge week 13 in college football. And, of course, the game that everyone will be talking about will be in Columbus tomorrow early, 2 noon kickoff, as Ohio State will look to show its dominance once again over the upstart Indiana Hoosiers, who, hey, at week 13 are undefeated. But they are also a double-digit dog here. This was as high as 13.5. It has been bought down mostly on the news that the starting center for Ohio State got hurt in practice this week. Now, that's not great news, but when you consider the fact that the backup was the starting center last year at Ohio State, I wouldn't be running to the window to hurry up and fade them because the center went down. I think they'll be just fine, but plenty of college football coming up this hour. We'll break down for you. And of course, the NBA Cup off and running with 3 games this hour. We'll keep you posted on plenty of college basketball, but really the NFL is king, especially on a Friday. And nobody knows that better than our good friend Brady Cannon in the house on this Friday here, Brady. And I, you know, it was fun last night watching some snow, watching Jameis. His first game in sub-40 temperatures. I think you can be pretty proud of the old Florida State alum there, Brady. I thought he did a pretty good job. And once again, for whatever reason, man, the Steelers love playing down to the competition on the road, don't they, Brady?
They sure do. Yet to win a road game on Thursday night in Mike Tomlin's career. 0-for-8 now. Are the Pittsburgh Steelers on Thursday night when on the road. And I kind of smelled that one from a mile away. I mean, you come off, it's really, in truth, Joe, a very unfair scheduling spot to the Pittsburgh Steelers. You come off of a huge game against the Ravens, and then they ask you to go on a short week on the road in division again to Cleveland. That was pretty tough. And they still almost pulled it off. But yeah, hats off to Jameis Winston. Big night for Nick Chubb. You know, this team is really as healthy as they've been all season long, and they put it all together. Myles Garrett, you know, he's kind of got that personal thing with TJ Watt, you know, and he showed up and showed who he thinks is boss, you know, in that little rivalry. And what do you know? Kevin Stefanski turns out he can coach football pretty well. You know, people talking about this guy being on the hot seat. I mean, he's won Coach of the Year once. Has he won it twice? I mean, so much of the struggles for Cleveland, I think, were about, you know, Deshaun Watson and how he has tied up that organization so much with that salary that impacts that team. I didn't think it was ever the coaching. They weren't healthy. Like I say, the offensive line was incredibly banged up, and Watson was just a mess. And no, I think Stefanski's just fine, and that was a big win for Cleveland last night.
Very good. And now hopefully they can just remove themselves from the whole Deshaun Watson thing. And maybe Jameis is a good placeholder while you spend the next 20 years paying Deshaun Watson. let's dive into some of these games coming up on Sunday. And I, you know, it feels like a trap, looks like a trap, smells like a trap. I'm not running to the window laying double digits with Kansas City here, although they're going to win, don't get me wrong, coming off the loss. But they've been burning money, acting as if they're going to cover anything by margin here. Not to mention, people forgot. I mean, Carolina's actually won their last two games here. They're actually playing competent football.
Yeah, off of a bye week. You hate to bet against, or you hate to bet on a team that goes into a bye week on a roll, right? Yeah, Carolina absolutely rolling with two wins in a row. Probably the best winning streak they've had in a couple, three seasons. But no, all kidding aside, I was surprised, honestly, Joe, that this number was this low. I made it 14.5, and I thought it might be 16 or 17. No, I'm not going to run to the window and lay a number like that with the Chiefs. I don't really want to take it either. I mean, yeah, I know the Panthers have won a couple in a row, but you know, they beat the Saints and they beat the New York Giants, and we know what those two organizations represent. The Saints, you know, after losing to Carolina, they fired their coach. I mean, New York is a complete mess. Kansas City absolutely out of handle business. I wouldn't be surprised if they covered the number. I used it in a 10-point teaser. And I don't think that's a bad play. Taking Kansas City all the way down to like a pick 'em or maybe -1. Maybe you want to, you know, obviously it's a massive price, but maybe you can put it into 4 or 5 team money line parlay. That's not probably the greatest bet on the board, but 10-point teaser is going to require to use 3 teams. Maybe you throw the Washington Commanders in there. Maybe you throw the Patriots in there. Get a couple of teams up to some pretty big numbers. And I think that might just work for you.
Yeah, I took the Kansas City team total. I think it was 26.5. I could see them getting 28, 35 points in this game, no problem.
Yeah.
And I think they'll get right. Kelce will get back on track, and I think they'll be just fine. I bet against them last week because I know Sam Darnold's a ticking time bomb here. And 13 penalties, 91 yards, and 7 free first downs, and you still barely covered last week against Tennessee if you're Minnesota. It's their third straight road game, Brady.
Yeah.
And they're laying the hook, 3.5 against, that call me crazy, you know, Shane Waldron gone. But that offense looked a little more capable, especially with DJ Moore. Are we taking the points or are we laying them here with the road team?
I could only take it, Joe. And what you said was one of the biggest keys for me this week in breaking down this game, and that's 3 straight road games for Minnesota.
Yes.
And I think it might be 3 out of the last 4 or out of the last 5 as well. But 3 in a row, this is the 3rd in a row for Minnesota. And, you know, they seem to be on a little bit of a steady decline. They're still a good team, don't get me wrong, but they're not nearly as good as the way they started this season. Teams are starting to figure them out. Like you say, ticking time bomb. You don't know when Darnold's going to blow up. He did blow up against the Jacksonville Jaguars. I think he threw 3 interceptions in that game. And the Bears are a very tough out at home. I think it's 8 wins against the spread in their last 9 home games. How are they going to rebound off of that heartbreaking loss last week? We'll see what they're all about here. But no, I mean, there's so many road favorites this week, Joe. You got to pick your spots. Who do you want to back? Who do you want to go against? In this case, I'd probably be more likely to go against the road favorite with the home dog here than lay it with the Vikings.
All right, you Charger homer. Did they beat the Ravens on Monday night? Because I think they're a live home dog here. What do you think?
I'm right there with you, man. When I crunch all my numbers, I come to this game as basically a pick 'em. I have Baltimore favored by a half point. That pass defense, they keep teams around. They allow teams to hang around, and none other better than Justin Herbert, who can absolutely sling it. He's moved up to 8th in the NFL in yards per pass attempt. That doesn't seem like a Jim Harbaugh, you know, blue-collar team who likes to run the football, but yeah, they actually can throw it around the yard. They have a tremendous defense, and I think Jim beats John in this one. I think they win it outright, Joe.
Man, who would you pick, Jim or John, if you needed one coach for the big game? Who would you take?
Wow. Now, that is such a hard question. I'd probably take Jim.
Yeah, I'll take the old man. I bet you he knows better than all of them, man. Appreciate it, Brady. Be good.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Mr. Opposite Picks. Well, he'll be taking over here at top of the hour for a little in-game live tonight, Scotty. And we got a little something for everybody here tonight. And we'll start with the second round of the group play in the NBA Cup tonight. Some interesting games. I know we are already underway with Boston and Washington there. That was going to be the first game off the board there, getting ready to go. But we also have some other interesting games coming up here tonight. Bottom of the hour here in just about 15 minutes. The Golden State Warriors laying double digits against New Orleans. And am I wrong here, Scotty, in thinking this number, I thought if the Celtics are laying 16 on the road, how are the Warriors not laying around that number against the Pelicans team who can't score at all? It felt like we're getting a bargain at minus 10, are we not?
Yeah, that's what I thought, too. By the way, the Celtics, Joe, you know, our halftime over Celtics play that we've been yes. playing all the time, 66 and a half today. I mean, we're approaching wow. 70 points for a halftime line on this. But they keep on going wow. over. I mean, no matter what the thing is, it's an automatic overplay. But, yes, 66 and a half, right? Crazy. 7-6 early on. So, same thing with Golden State, yeah, laying 10, right? I tell you. After watching the Pelicans lose again by 20-plus points, back-to-back 20-plus point losses, no C.J. McCollum tonight, no Zion Williamson. You know, buy your stock on Hostess because he's going to be out for a little bit longer. So look out, Mr. Twinkies, because here he comes. He's going to be on the bench for a couple of more months, apparently, according to a report today. They get Brandon Ingram back and Jordan Hawkins, no big deal. But it's basically the same wounded Pelicans team that just has not, you know, even been respectable these last couple of games. So they're only 4-12 against the spread. Who wants to lay double digits? I get it on the road, but give me Golden State. They're playing great, laying the 10 against New Orleans.
All right, Scotty, I got to ask you about this because here we are a month into the season. We're already up to 250 points pre-flop in a game here with yeah. the Atlanta Hawks. I mean, come on. The Atlanta Hawks. And how many times have you and I said it? Listen, these two teams are the fastest tempo teams, the Bulls and the Hawks. So I get why it's the big number here. But, Scott, you still got to make the butt. You know how much has to go right in order to be able to get 250? I mean, there has to be little to no resistance, and you can't miss any shots. Do we trust these two teams to get up and over this?
I don't think so, Joe. We had a 239 Atlanta at Golden State right. Earlier this week, and it didn't come close because Atlanta didn't show, you know. So you need both teams. That's the other, you know, as you're saying there, you need both teams to show up. You can't have one team score 130 and have the other team score 100, 105. It's not going over. It's 130 to 1. Think about this. 130 to 110. 130 to 115, you know, when you're automatically hit the score. Hey, I hit my over bet, right? No, you didn't. They added up. That's 245, 247 points. That's crazy. Although that line has been there all day, Joe. No one seems to be betting the under enough to make that thing even move. So, but I like the under in the game. I got to see that happen. That is a crazy, crazy pace. So give me the under on that one.
Scotty, absolutely nuts there. Another interesting game here, though. Houston taking on Portland, who I think the future is bright for this Portland team. I especially love anytime DeAndre Ayton doesn't play because when you get Robert Williams involved, they're actually a better team without DeAndre Ayton, just, you know, the stick in the mud there. Doesn't look like he's going to go here tonight. Houston's a big test, but what are they laying? 12 and a half here, Scott? It feels like a big number. Is it too big for you?
It is too big, Joe. There's a lot of doubt on this Portland team. Now, it did go from 13 to 12, but Andre looks like he's not playing. He's doubtful. Jeremy Grant is listed as questionable. He has an illness. Easy for me to say, right? He's sick. Anthony Simons has a right hand sprain. Scoot Henderson has an injury as well. They're all listed as questionable. So you could have four guys, literally, including eight, not play tonight. So I would not. Portland, they covered six straight, including five in a row at home. They're playing good ball. You know, who would have thought just a couple of years ago we'd be laying double digits with the Rockets? But they turned into a really good team, Joe. So give me Houston laying to 13, maybe even 12 now. It's down to 12 on FanDuel.
Yeah, I'm with you here. It's kind of crazy, but I think the future is certainly bright there. The Mavs and the Nuggets, I've been saying it, Scotty. Listen, Dallas has proven with Kyrie and Lively and Washington, they can win. They'll be fine without Doncic. If the Joker doesn't go, I'm sorry, the Nuggets are not fine without him here, and we're still questionable at this point. How do you approach this game?
Yeah, I'm assuming he's playing. I mean, personal reasons. His wife gave birth. I mean, how many games are you going to miss? He's missed three games. They got tonight and they got tomorrow. So if he misses tonight, that would mean theoretically he's probably going to miss tomorrow. So that means he's going to miss five games now? Give me the over. I think he's playing. Dallas 4-1 over on the road. Denver 5-0 straight over at home. So 224.5, as crazy as it sounds, isn't really that big of a number in an NBA game.
We also, I believe, Kings and Clippers tonight, and it looks like Sabonis and DeRozan back for Sacramento here. But the Clippers have been playing quality basketball, and boy, they can play some defense. Are they going to play enough of it tonight?
Yeah, I think they will, Joe. It's some pretty decent under numbers. Nothing crazy, but the last five meetings between these two teams, under 4-1. Sacramento, 4-1 under their last five overall. And then the Clippers, 5-0 under at home. So, you know what? A rare under on a Friday night. Give me under 221, Sac and the Clips.
Oh, liking a little bit of an under here tonight in the NBA. All right, we do have a couple of more games that we want to go over in college basketball, Scotty, when we get back, because there are some huge games tonight, culminating, of course, Duke, Arizona, Baylor, and Tennessee for an encore here tonight. So we got much to get to. Don't go anywhere. Game Time Decisions. We'll be back after this here on The Grid.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
All right, welcome back in Game Time Decisions here on the Sports Grid Network. Jaron Arey alongside Scotty Wetzel here. Of course, we'll be taking over top of the hour for In-Game Live, Scott, and we got plenty going on here tonight. NBA, college football also underway right now with UTSA and Temple, 7-0 in that game. And let's not forget, we got plenty of college hoops tonight and a couple of really big games, big name games, in fact. We'll start with the late one first here. Duke lost to Kentucky in heartbreaking fashion there. They blew a lead there, couldn't hit water if they fell out of a boat in second half. But they're taking on an Arizona team in Arizona. This isn't one of those tournament games. This is a straight road game for Duke here. Two top 25 teams. What do we get here tonight?
Yeah, first thing, back to the football game, Joe. The coaches fired system in play tonight with Temple. They've had four. I will tell you this. We've had four coaches fired in season so far leading up to this week. Those teams 4-0 against the spread their next game. It's one of the best systems. We hit last night with the Boston Bruins. You know, it goes across all sports. College, it works the best. It really does, but coaches fired. Yeah, they're only down 7-0. They're getting 17.5 now on FanDuel, so I like that. Listen, 7-3. College basketball, right? College basketball. Sometimes, Joe, you know, the simplest terms is don't make this stuff harder than it has to be. I get it. These teams have only played a couple of games this year, but Duke is averaging 88.5 points per game. Arizona's averaging 94. They're giving us a total of 160.5. Now, I don't know. That's the 94 and 88. To me, that's over 170 points. 180 points that they're averaging combined, and I got a number that's 160.5. You know what? Again, don't make it harder than it has to be. Give me the over 160.5. Go up and down the court. Duke can run and gun with anyone. I don't think in a game like this they're going to want to slow it down. I think they realize these games are all for fun, basically, these early season games. So let's get a nice 90-88, Duke win or lose or loss.
I love it. All right, going up and over in that one. What a game, Baylor and the Johnnies last night. Double overtime. Yeah. And, of course, a three at the buzzer to win it for the Baylor Bears, who coughed up leads all over the place. And now, well, the Johnnies coughed up leads Johnny's all dead. Over yeah. in that game. Not good. Both teams had opportunities to end it in the end of regulation as well as the first overtime. But Tennessee had to wait to play the game until they were done. And then they quickly dispatched of Virginia. They just suffocated them here. That was a lot of basketball by Baylor last night. Who are you leaning to in this one?
Yeah, same thing. You know, it's kind of weird. You got Baylor, you can make the case. Woo, they're tired. They had an overtime game. They're going to come back to the pack, rest a little, not rest, but, you know, walk the ball up the court a little bit. And then you got Tennessee playing hard-nosed defense. Can they realistically do that, though? Two games in a row, different animal, Baylor versus Virginia. So same thing, Joe. You know, Baylor averages 88 points a game. Tennessee averages 86. You know, in my world, 174 points is a heck of a lot more than 140 and a half. If you didn't like that philosophy with the Duke game, you know, how can't you like that philosophy here, though? 140 and a half, I think, is a bargain. Give me the over 140 and a half. I don't worry about who's going to win.
Going the over 140 and a half. And our boys from Hofstra are taking on Houston. Yes. I think they're getting 70 tonight. What do you think?
Yeah, they really are. You know, if you wanted to, Joe, you could take Hofstra plus the points. I think it's 28 and then over 132. And then just hope Hofstra scores like 50 points, 52 points, and you're guaranteeing yourself a middle. But I'm just going to – I'll play it straight tonight. I'm going to go under 132 and a half. Hofstra 18-4 under last year – 18-14 under. Houston 21-16 under. You know Houston. And this is another one of those traditional home games. This is not a tournament game. So Houston's back at home. They're playing the same in-your-face defense that they played last year. So given the under 132 and a half. Speedy Claxton going back down to Texas. You know, what a an NBA championship with the Spurs, but I don't think this is going to be a high-scoring game.
Yeah, I agree with you there. All right, I talked to Kurtz earlier. We got only two games on the ice. Feels like a nice money line dog parlay tonight. What do you think?
Yeah, you know, you got two live dogs tonight. You know, I think if you played both, you're going to get yourself at least a split. Pittsburgh plus 146 at home against Winnipeg. Their goaltender, Tristan Jarry, 5-1 with a 1.16 goals against average against the Winnipeg Jets and the Penguins. Last 22 meetings against the Jets at home, 20-2. I don't care how good the Jets are this year. I'll take the 22-plus odds. And then give me Anaheim plus 140 at home against Buffalo. And the Ducks, the Red Hot Ducks, have won four of the last five. I'll take a stab at them at home. Yeah. Why not?
Pretty good goaltending in that one, too, as well. All right, Scotty, we'll see you top of the hour. Game Time Decisions continues here on The Grid.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
All right, welcome back in. Game Time Decisions here on the Sports Grid Network. I'm Joe Ranieri. Appreciate you stopping by. We've got plenty going on already here on this Friday in the NBA. It's two games underway right now in this edition of the NBA Cup. And, of course, we've got one game getting ready to tip off here. Golden State getting ready to take on the Pelicans. But the Celtics have tied it up with the Wizards, look like 22 apiece in that one. And the 76ers coming to the end of the first. They have a four-point lead over the Brooklyn Nets, 28-24. No Joel Embiid in that one there. We also have a couple of college football games tonight, and I believe one underway with UTSA, Texas San Antonio, up 7-3 over Temple. They were laying 17 in this game, and I'm not quite sure why they should be a 17-point favorite over anybody at this particular point. So we did take a little shot here with the Temple Owls to keep it close, and they may not do that. We'll have to wait and see. But Michigan State getting ready to come on as well, taking on Purdue, a little Big Ten action. And then a really good game coming up a little bit later tonight with San Jose State getting ready at home to take on UNLV. If there was ever an over, it feels like that game might just get there. Currently 59.5 is the total points in that one. By the way, Michigan State laying 14 points in that one. And Purdue, the total is 49, and I like the over in that one simply because there are injury concerns with the starting defensive backs of Michigan State, mostly two All-American studs in the back end that will not be back for this game. And this just feels like we're going to get points. And I mean a lot of points, because Purdue has shown us one thing. They are capable of scoring on weak defenses. They can't stop anybody, and I don't think they're going to stop Michigan State here tonight either. So I am looking at the over in that game there. But what a weekend it is going to be in college football here. And it's all going to start tomorrow with the noon slate of games. And buckle up. It should be an awful lot of fun, especially for the Big Ten. You got Illinois-Rutgers kicking off at noon. Rutgers 6-4 in the season. Illinois 7-3. Illinois, a top 25 team. Will Schiano take his foot off the gas here as Rutgers is now bowl eligible for the first time in who knows how long? But at the same time at noon, you're going to have Indiana taking on Ohio State. You're going to have Iowa minus their quarterbacks because they got some sort of fifth string walk on that's now going to be under center for Iowa taking on Maryland. That's why that line is cratered down. So it's a whole lot of Big Ten football early tomorrow. The only team, and they're not even really worth mentioning, though, is Penn State. And we'll let Dave Sherapin tell you about that. Oh, Dave, look at that. Is that a Nittany?
Hey.
Oh, what a shock. That's a Nittany Lions hat. Hey, Dave, who does Penn State play tomorrow? That's right, Minnesota.
Yeah.
In Minnesota.
Yeah. Laying a big number, too. Laying a big number. Nobody wants to see the Big Ten get four teams in except the Big Ten. So there's probably a lot of people looking for Minnesota to pull the upset off. That's fine. Listen, been talking about the Big Ten for a couple weeks now. Penn State's not going to lose. They may not cover. That's going to be one of those games. I don't think it's going to be easy by any means. But I don't know how many points Minnesota's going to score, Joe.
That's the problem.
So if they get 13, Penn State can't get 27 and win by 14, they could.
Yep.
So, you know, and I'm a fan. I'm an alumnus. I want to see Penn State win. I don't want this to be the end of the ride. I want them to win this week, win next week at home against Maryland, and then let the committee tell them that their schedule stunk and didn't keep them in. But they're going to get in. They win two games, they're in the playoff. Bet them to make the playoff. I think you'll be safe if you think they're going to win both games.
I'll tell you this, Dave. Not that I bet this, but P.J. Fleck, the head coach of Minnesota, last time we saw them out, he threw up all over himself in that game against Rutgers, lost to him. But he had a bye week, and he is 11-5 when his team has 10 or more days to prepare, and that's just a regular season. Do you realize, I believe he is 5-0 in bowl games too? Obviously, you have a lot of time to prepare. So he's a guy that does the X's and O's, but I'm with you. You can only win the game if you can score. I do think defensively, it feels like an under to me too as well, Dave, in Minnesota. Are you leaning that way also?
Yep. I got that 27-13, 30-13, somewhere in that neighborhood for the final score, which is under the 45.5 that it is. It's going to be Big Ten football weekend, right? Like you mentioned a couple other games. There's going to be a lot of
three
games
right at 12 o'clock.
I know. And I mean, obviously the marquee game, the one that has the biggest, you know, number of eyes on it
is Maryland, right? No.
I think it's the one in Columbus with Indiana and Ohio State, which has had line movement that is inexplicable in a game between a one-loss team and a no-loss team in November. To see it move 3 points from the opener to then bounce back up, and it's on its way back up. Ohio State at the bottom was minus 10. There ain't no more minus 10s. That ain't going to exist. So I don't know. I hope Indiana gives them a game, Joe. You know how these things go. You know how these things go.
It doesn't look good. Well, I mean, listen, it's a lot of people who just don't want Ohio State to have any success keep harping on the fact that the starting center, who was a transfer from Alabama, got hurt during practice this week. And now they're saying, oh, now everything's shuffling all over the place. It, guys, the backup center was the starter last year at center. It's not, he's been there. He's done that. He know, like, stop. Everyone, stop looking for excuses to fade Ohio State. The only thing that worries me, Dave, ain't nothing to do with the offensive line. It's got to do with the fact that, is Michigan on deck for Ohio State?
Yes.
And we all know they haven't had a whole lot of success against Michigan as of late. And, boy, you want to talk about pressure for Ryan Day. Congratulations, you beat Indiana. What happens if you lose to Michigan again? I mean, then it's all she wrote.
Joe, the look-ahead number came out today for that game. It's 23.5.
Yeah, record-breaking. Record-breaking.
Ohio State is not going to lose to Michigan. I mean, I guess they could. I remember when, you know, Pitt ruined West Virginia's perfect season as a 28-point dog in the last, you know, game of the year. Rivalry games are different. So I guess it could happen, but I don't know. I would rather see Ohio State lose to Indiana, because that would keep the dream alive for Indiana, assure them a spot in the playoff. Probably they'll end up playing Oregon in a Big Ten championship in that situation. Yep. So that's all fun, well and good. What about Notre Dame?
I don't know.
Against Army? Like, that's the other one that you know is going to end bad, right? That's going to end bad.
Oh, absolutely. Yes, absolutely.
That was going to end bad for Army.
Well, we saw this game. Yeah, we just saw it against Navy. And so it didn't work out well for Navy. It's not going to work out well for Army. And I'll say this before you start. Well, they turned the ball over six times. Well, okay, why did they turn the ball over six times, Dave? You know why? Because every one of Notre Dame's defensive linemen was in the backfield before you could option anything. That's why. We'll have more when Game Time Decisions continues here on The Grid.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
All right, welcome back in. Game Time Decisions here on the Sports Grid Network. Joe Ranieri alongside Dave Sherapin. He'll be getting ready with Scotty Wetzel coming up top of the hour. Plenty of games and action here tonight to get ready for. A couple of NBA. We got that second Friday in the NBA Cup, Dave, underway right now. We only have two games in the NHL. But we do have a couple of college football games on tap here tonight. And then, of course, week 12 of the NFL season was last night. And your Pittsburgh Steelers, man, is that not a vintage Pittsburgh Steelers loss on the road, playing down to a team known as the Browns, and watching Jameis Winston do everything to give the game away? But Pittsburgh, it's just what they do under Tomlin year after year, it feels like, Dave.
Yep. I mean, Jameis, you know, what'd he say? The horses were ready and the victory came with the Lord. I mean, he brought it. He was there, and the snow helped, and everything helped. Frustrating to say the least, because I thought the end of the game, like, was kind of mismanaged, and I thought the Steelers were somehow – I allowed myself to believe that the Steelers – despite not playing their best game and making multiple mistakes during the game, were still going to win the game. And then when they didn't, and, you know, let the penalty go and then didn't, and didn't let them score. I mean, there was just a comedy of errors just consecutively that allowed the Browns. I mean, they earned it. They won. It would have helped the Steelers maintain that lead on the division. Their odds had to flip. Now they're the second choice to win the AFC North. Makes sense. Baltimore plays Monday night in a big game out in L.A. If they win that, they're obviously the favorite. Now the Steelers got a tough one coming up against Cincy. I don't know, Joe. My takeaway from that was that, you know, maybe Jameis should have been playing earlier. And two, if TJ Watt isn't the most impactful guy on the team for the Steelers on defense, they're not in the game. Like they need him to be that guy every game, which is a lot of pressure. But man, he was not a factor at all last night.
So we learned that Brock Purdy, Nick Bosa not going for the 49ers on Sunday. I mean, Dave, am I crazy? At this point in the season, here we are heading into week 12. Like, you are what your record says you are. You're a 500 team. I don't care who plays. And that's really the way I look at it. Now, having said that, it looks like the line has ballooned up to what? Green Bay laying 5, and Green Bay has an interception problem with Jordan Love. He can't stop throwing them. 8 straight games with an interception here. It seems easy, should be easy, but is it that easy here, Dave? Are we really just laying the 5 with Green Bay?
How about laying the 2 with Green Bay, like I did 2 days ago? So now I have one of the best in-season CLV tickets that I've had in a while. I mean, you don't ever know that the game's going to move 3.5 points. And that's a lot. That is a lot. And I don't know if it's done. I think it's going to be 6, right? Like somebody will come in and buy the Niners at 6. But I liked Green Bay before this, and now I'm scared because I feel like the Niners knew. And Wilson's he's probably getting reps, and it's not going to be like coming in cold had it would have been in the middle of the game. I think Green Bay wins the game, but, I mean, we've said it many times. The expression is you're late to the party, Joe. I don't think I could advocate laying 6 or 5.5 now, right?
Nope.
24-20, something like that. You know, the Niners have had an issue scoring with Purdy at quarterback.
Yes.
How? They're going to be able to run the ball? Most likely not. So they're going to have to score points through the air. Good luck.
Yep. Or Jordan Love's going to keep him in the game by keep throwing interceptions. That's the other problem.
True.
The one problem the Giants won't have to worry about is Danny Dimes anymore, as he has now been given his walking papers. And from everything that we're hearing, he'll clear waivers and then a team will sign him either as an audition or as a backup insurance. Tell me I'm crazy, but could the 49ers use him?
I think,
Brandon Allen?
I mean, that's a very good case. Like, there's a couple teams I think that could use them.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
And the Niners probably, it this been the week before, would have said, you know what? Let's talk. Come on over here.
Yep.
And we'll see what we can do. Do you think he ends up on an NFL roster, like, next week?
I think if it's a contender, I don't think if it's an audition, I don't think it matters to him one way or the other, right? Why go get killed behind a team that, like, he already had that. He left that with the Giants. But I do think if somebody like Minnesota picked up the phone and said, hey, listen, we want you know, we want to bring you on here, or anybody with a coach, you know what I mean? Anybody with a coach we can trust. But I think Shanahan's interesting. I don't think the Raiders make any sense, although there's a lot of hype around there. They already have enough quarterbacks. They have no idea whether they can play or not. But I do think the 49ers, I think Minnesota is interesting. And why not the Rams? Quite honestly, in case Stafford goes down, what happens?
Another good point. Yeah. Wow. I hadn't even considered that. Do you have an AFC team that he might go to? I can't think of one off the top of my head.
Don't say it. Do not say it. Nope. Somebody, bring it up.
I heard it.
Nope.
I heard it.
Nope. Nope. I didn't hear it. I did not hear it.
He don't even have to move.
Jets are dead. No, stop it. Nope. Don't want to hear it anymore about the Jets. But it'll be interesting. I do think he'll be on the roster if a contender comes out and says, hey, we need some insurance. And there's a few of them that absolutely do. All right, we'll get a couple of best bets on the way out as Game Time Decisions wraps up next here on The Grid.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
All right, welcome back in. Game Time Decisions here on the Sports Grid Network. Joe Ranieri alongside Dave Sherapan. He'll be taking over here in just a few minutes with Scotty Wetzel for In-Game Live. Plenty of action here tonight, Dave, including, and listen, I've talked to George Kurtz. I talked to Scotty Wetzel earlier. Everybody likes your Pittsburgh Penguins at home against Winnipeg as a dog. Are you in that, camp?
Nope. Not at all. Jets are the best team. The Jets are the best team in the league on the money line. And the Penguins just give up so many odd man rushes. The Penguins give up so many shots. Jari's the goalie tonight. They're down 1-0 after the first period. If he doesn't win the game, basically 2-1, then they're not going to win. That's it. I think if they get caught up, so far the game's playing to the under. The in-game is down to 5.5 with the juice under. So that makes sense. If there's no goal scored in the first 5 minutes, it'll go to 4.5. Probably be an overplay. The Jets are getting 3 goals tonight. There's no question.
Yeah.
And maybe 4. 4-1 possible final, 4-2 maybe. But I like the Jets. I did like the Ducks, though. That game's coming up later. Ducks have won three in a row, I think it is, and then 4 of their last 5. Buffalo already out west, lost the first game of this trip. So I haven't confirmed the goal as yet, which I always like to tell people, do that before you play it, so you're not surprised with like the Zamboni driver, you know, in case something happened. A couple times the Zamboni driver has started an NHL game. We don't need that. But, yeah, I think the Ducks are live in the hockey.
Yeah, they've been playing much better as of late here. It does feel like an under, too, as both goalies there have been tough to get behind. So we got some NHL action for you. Just 2 games here tonight. Dave, we'll take it over there. Plenty of college hoops coming up tonight, Dave, and, of course, a few more college football games plus the NBA.
Yep.
Get out of here. Were you shocked Ohtani and Judge won the MVP? Shocked? I, for one, was totally taken by surprise. I had no idea that is where the voting would have landed. Shocker.
No. And good for everyone that had them both. And it comes out of your pending in your accounts. You don't have to keep staring at that. When am I getting paid? Congratulations to both. Not shocking at all. Shock tonight if the Pelicans beat the Warriors. That Joe would be shocking.
That's not going to happen either. But congratulations tying up that money for 10 months on a 2-1 future bet. Fantastic. All right, Dave, get out of here. You and Scotty Wetzel taking over here in just a couple of minutes. Quick update. The Sixers, I guess they don't need Embiid, at least a bit. Brooklyn right now, 51-38 there, 3 minutes ago in the break before the half. You got the Celtics have cut a 10-point deficit that they were in to 4. It's 45-41 right now there. They got about 4 minutes ago. And the Warriors have now taken the lead over the Pelicans 4 minutes ago in the first quarter there. It's 26-25. We got the Hawks, Bulls, Pacers and Bucks coming up in the 8 o'clock hour, as well as the Blazers and the Rockets. And if I'm not mistaken, I do believe San Antonio, UTA, with a 80-yard touchdown run or something along those lines to take a 14-3 lead over Temple right now. 10 minutes to go, still in the first half there. Something tells me more points are coming. We also have college basketball games tonight getting ready to tip off here. And I love this Iowa game. Iowa taking on Utah State in a game that might be the most entertaining of the night, given the fact that both these teams love to fly up and down the court. Both of them will play with tempo. And I definitely think Iowa, at a pretty decent price, might be worth a play here tonight with an opportunity to win that game outright in a neutral site game. That game is coming up here in just a few minutes. Iowa minus 2.5, the total 168.5. And can I tell you, I don't think it's enough. I think we're going to get tons of points in that one. But the good news is Scotty Wetzel, Dave Sharapan, they're coming right up here in game live, coming your way next. Don't go anywhere. Game Time Decisions will be back tomorrow. Enjoy the night. We'll see you again soon.